Trump floats pardon for men convicted of Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping plot. By Elizabeth Weibel on May 28, 2025. President Donald Trump floated the idea of pardoning the men who were convicted of an alleged plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, D., stating that the trial looked like somewhat of a railroad job. During the swearing-in ceremony of former Judge Jeanine Pirro as the interim U.S. Attorney for Washington, D.C., Trump was asked by a reporter if he would pardon the people who had been accused of conspiring to kidnap Whitmer, NBC News reported. "I will take a look at it," Trump answered. "It's been brought to my attention. I did watch the trial. It looked to me like somewhat of a railroad job. I'll be honest with you, it looked to me like some people said some stupid things," Trump added. "You know, they were drinking and I think they said stupid things." Trump's response comes years after Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr., the alleged ringleaders of a bizarre plot to kidnap Whitmer, were convicted in August 2022. Per the outlet, Fox was sentenced to 16 years in prison, while Croft Jr. was sentenced to over 19 years in prison. Over a dozen people were charged in connection with the plot to kidnap Whitmer, a Democrat, though only some of them were tried in federal court and thus eligible for a pardon from Trump. A federal judge sentenced the ringleader of the group, Barry Croft Jr., to over 19 years in prison and handed Adam Fox, another key player, 16 years. Breitbart News reported in April 2022 that two other men who had been accused of an alleged plot to kidnap Whitmer, Daniel Harris and Brandon Cazerta, were acquitted, while the jury deadlocked on the charges against Fox and Croft Jr. Two of the accused, Daniel Harris and Brandon Cazerta, were acquitted. The jury deadlocked on the charges against Adam Fox and Barry Croft, the supposed leaders of the plot. The Biden campaign and the establishment media treated all of the accused as if they were Trump supporters, yet Cazerta was seen online in front of an anarchist flag, and Harris had joined a Black Lives Matter protest in June 2020, both facts that were buried by the Democrat and the media in blaming Trump. In a press release from October 2020, the Department of Justice, DOJ, announced that six men, Fox, Croft Jr., Harris, Cazerta, Tiger Bean, and Caleb Franks, had been arrested and charged federally with conspiring to kidnap Whitmer. Trump's comments considering pardoning Fox and Croft Jr. come as DOJ pardon attorney Ed Martin previously described the case as a fednapping plot, according to the outlet.